Your County residents remain under a boil water advisory through at least tomorrow after the massive water main break Wednesday at a Rock Hill Water Treatment Plant. A 20-inch water main break at the Rock Hill Water Filter Plant on Cherry Road caused low water pressure and, in some cases, no water for 125,000 residents in your county. At around 9:45 last night, crews were able to expose the broken pipe and could begin making repairs. Those repairs were completed around 1 a.m. this morning, and the plant was up and running by 3 a.m. Crews will have to flush the lines and test the water, which they say could take all day today. Then they'll start filling elevated water tanks this afternoon and take samples throughout the system to monitor water quality. Those results will not be complete until tomorrow, which is why the boil water notice remains in place. The City of Rock Hill held a press conference this morning moments ago at City Hall, where Rock Hill Mayor John Geddes talked about why this happened.
This was not worker negligence. This was not contractor driven. This was not anything other than an old pipe that has been under the ground since 1949 had outlived its life.
Mayor Geddes said that the pipe was scheduled to be replaced 18 months from now.
The work that's ongoing on the back of the water plant now and the line that was built on Eden Terrace and placed a year ago and is online takes this line out of service. And 18 months from now, had this happened, it would not have been a problem.
He also talked about how unique an event like this is to the City of Rock Hill.
This is the first time this has happened in the City of Rock Hill's history, and we don't want a second. And the only way we can guarantee that is when we do electric rates, water rates, sewer rates, stormwater rates, that we put money in there to continue to swap out our infrastructure. It is this important, and I don't think that can be overstated.
Almost 32 million of gallons of water were lost yesterday, which is what the plant processes every day. Rock Hill Schools and Fort Mill Schools officially announced that they would be closed today. Winthrop University posted on Twitter that their classes were canceled for the remainder of the week and warned students that it may be a while before the water on campus returns to normal. Clinton College also canceled their classes until tomorrow and said that midterm exams would be rescheduled. A complete listing of closures can be found at our website, wrhi.com.